Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 130, and we're going to start this news on our 3,800th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to congratulate Mary Lester Waldron of Maysville, Kentucky, for being our 3,800th like on Facebook. Remember, folks, for every 100th like, we'll give you a shout-out. Thanks again, Mary. Keep listening, and please tell your friends and family to tune in. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show. We have this update from HauntCon. HauntCon call for sessions is now open. The HauntCon team is excited to announce that we're now accepting proposals for sessions for HauntCon 2019, January 25th through the 27th in New Orleans. We're looking for the best of the best to offer their expertise and share the latest trends to inspire haunters for the coming season. For 2019, haunters have requested more in-depth advanced sessions, so as a result, we will only be accepting advanced level sessions on everything from design and planning to marketing, safety, escape rooms, actor training, and more. Proposed sessions would assume that haunters have prior knowledge of the concept. HauntCon 2019 will feature more than 50 hours of demonstrations, workshops, make and takes, panel discussions, and more. In addition, HauntCon will be doubling in size and will feature 100-plus haunt vendors, tours of haunted attractions, hours of networking, roundtables, and much more. Those who are interested in speaking should visit hauntcon.com/interested-speaking. The call for sessions will close on August 15th. We have this news from the Hush Haunted Attraction in Westland, Michigan. Are you ready to join Michigan's Ultimate Scare Team? Metro Detroit's number one Halloween attraction, Hush Haunted Attraction, is seeking monsters, security, and parking lot staff for the 2018 season. Love scaring your friends? Want to have fun and earn some money? Then simply show up to one of our open audition and interview days. Open auditions will be held at the following times at Hush Haunted Attraction, 34043 Ford, Westland, Michigan. Sunday, July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, July 28th from 5 to 9 p.m. Sunday, July 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Sunday, August 5th from 5 to 9 p.m. Questions? Please contact our management team at staff@hushhaunt.com or get more information at hushhauntedattractions.com or facebook.com/hushdetroit. We have this update from Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. The truth is out there. Spooky Empire is bringing you one of the best conventions in Orlando. You believed in us, and we're happy to make this incredible announcement. Jillian Anderson joins David Duchovny at Spooky Empire for their very first Florida appearance this October. Jillian Anderson is best known for her role as Dana Scully from the cult series The X-Files. She also reprised her role in two X-Files films and again in the return of the series. She's also appeared in many other TV series, including Hannibal, Crisis, and more recently, The Fall. Jillian Anderson will be making a one-day appearance alongside David Duchovny Saturday, October 27th. Photo op and autograph tickets are now on sale, as well as a duo photo op ticket for both. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to meet the one and only Jillian Anderson. General admission tickets are already on sale. Plus, be sure to reserve your room at the Caribe Royale. This weekend will be sure to sell out quickly. We have some more amazing announcements coming soon. Visit our site at spookyempire.com for more information. We have this news from the 18th Annual Nightmares Film Festival in Columbus, Ohio. Come together with filmmakers, fans, and friends to revel in a four-day worldwide program of Nightmares Film Festival, considered among the best genre festivals in the world. Explore and discover extraordinary horror, thriller, and midnight films. Meet the filmmakers behind them and connect to a film family that lasts throughout the year. Held at the beautiful Gateway Film Center, a top 20 North American art house, and presented by a dedicated team of theatrical projectionists, one of the last in the country. Our attendees, lovingly called the Sleepless for their marathoning ability, are celebrated with pop-up prizes in the far-flung corners of the lineup. So don't miss the morning screenings. And of course, our infamous Saturday and late night block returns, called by the Film Couture one of the most dangerous and challenging blocks of programming at any festival. Cheer, Shudder, Never Sleep Again, happening October 18th. Join us at nightmaresfest.com for more info, if you dare. We have this update from CreepyCon, Halloween and Horror Convention, coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. Get your tickets for the Monsters Ball at CreepyCon. When CreepyCon ends at 8 p.m. on Saturday, August 25th, the Monsters Ball kicks into high gear from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. This creepy costume ball will include a live DJ, high-energy music, live performers, and more. Tickets for the dance party are $10, and we only have a limited number available. Get your tickets and more info for CreepyCon, happening August 24th and 25th at the World's Fair Exhibition Hall in downtown Knoxville. Visit creepyconknoxville.com. We have this update from Days of the Dead, coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of rapper, actor, chef, and record producer Coolio to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 16th through the 18th at the Chicago Schomburg Marriott. Achieving mainstream success in the 90s with his albums It Takes a Thief, Gangsta's Paradise, and My Soul, Coolio would go on to win a Grammy in 1995 for his hit Gangsta's Paradise, from the soundtrack to the film Dangerous Minds. Coolio has also appeared in films including Leprechaun in the Hood, Dracula 3000, Belly, Redwater, and Daredevil. Coolio joins Clive Barker and many more guests to be announced soon as Days of the Dead closes out another year in the Windy City. Tickets for Days of the Dead Chicago are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California. So you think you're spooky, eh? You like to lurk in the shadows? Perhaps you enjoy sending shivers down the spines of unsuspecting souls. Do you have an outgoing personality that can improvise the dickens out of the darkest of souls? Are you someone who loves Halloween? Then the 2018 Halloween Candlelight Tours at the Winchester Mystery House is the gig for you. After two majorly successful years, we have expanded the show and have upped the ante on our guests with more frights and more effects. We're also looking for easygoing, self-starting individuals with acting experience to join our team to help us haunt one of the spookiest locations in California, the Winchester Mystery House. We're looking for people 18 or older, please, with the following experience: improv, theater or film acting, haunted attraction acting, dance or mime, and magic. Even if you don't have much experience, we'll be happy to train you. Our audition dates are July 14th through the 15th and August 11th and 12th at the Winchester Mystery House, 525 South Winchester Boulevard in San Jose, located in Sarah Winchester's garage out in the garden area. We're a tight-knit team of friendly folks who have a love for the Winchester Mystery House as a San Jose landmark and who enjoy the privilege of producing an amazing Halloween show within Sarah Winchester's mighty mansion. Actors are paid a flat rate based on experience and commitment, and you do not have to commit to all the dates on the performance schedule, but preference will be given to those who can commit at least 13 to 16 days on the show schedule. We're looking forward to seeing you at our auditions. Visit WinchesterMysteryHouse.com for more details. We have a little music news from the band The Embalmers. Hey Haunters, The Embalmers spooky surf instrumental band is looking to play some haunts this year. We're bringing a cast of characters from horror and sci-fi movies. We'll be playing those, and we have stage props and plenty of theatrics. It's like shock theater set to high energy music. Let us know if you're interested. We're based out of Richmond, Virginia. Contact them and get more information at TheEmbalmers.com. We have this news from the Indie Haunted Loft at Piney Acres Scream Farm in Fortville, Indiana. We're so pumped to announce our first ever Rotten Redneck Run, an optional 3K or 5K race against our evil residents that lurk in the woods. Once you cross the finish line, get ready for a killer after party equipped with food, drinks, live music, makeup demos, a monster meet and greet, and more. More details to come, so tell your friends. It's happening September 22nd from 5 to 11 p.m. Get more information on their Facebook page or at PineyAcresScreamFarm.com. We have this news from the Shadow's Edge haunted attraction in Omaha, Nebraska. When you're here, you're family. The Shadow's Edge returns for 2018, and we need you. Volunteers are needed to join our haunt crew. Builders, actors, makeup artists, and street team members. Earn t-shirts, gift cards, and other great prizes. Full makeup and wardrobe are provided. Great meals included for actors every night. And you can earn volunteer hours for school or work. Come be a part of Omaha's premier haunted attraction for our 14th season. No experience necessary. Thanks for your continued support. Go to theshadowsedge.com. Click on volunteer and send us your info. We have this news from Haunt Fair in Milford, Pennsylvania. A convention for all things haunted, Haunt Fair has moved to Milford, Pennsylvania for 2018. The support for haunted and everything creepy out in Pennsylvania is exciting, and we're ready. It will take place at the Best Western Inn's Hunt Landing right off Highway 84 and surrounded by places to eat. Public transportation, bus or train, will only leave you 10 minutes from the hotel and then you can taxi it in. All very convenient. Vendor applications are open for haunted attractions, paranormal investigative teams, tarot reading, Halloween prop makers, morbid merch, horror, paranormal art, and more. Happening Saturday, September 8th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get more information at haunt-fair, that's FAIRE.com, or facebook.com/hauntfair. Again, FAIRE. And finally, we have this news from the Netherworld Haunted Attraction in Stone Mountain, Georgia. The 2018 Netherworld main attraction theme announcement is now. The Awakened. Rotted, mummified corpses, each with a single hideous eye in their forehead, have emerged from the depths below to destroy everything in their path. Explore the cursed town of Wishburg. Make your way through its ancient crumbling cemetery. Enter the haunted Colbur Mansion, and then descend to the Forbidden City deep below the mountain to confront the ancient horror that created The Awakened, if you dare. Featuring the Stone Giant's Gateway, the Mausoleums of the Doomed, the Twisted Coffin Labyrinth, the Feral Bone Gnawers, the Basement of Unspeakable Horrors, the Blood-Drenched All-Seeing Eye, the Toppled Towers of Lost Carcosa, the Horrifying Lair of the Undying, and much, much more. Located in an expanded facility with easy access and ample parking, Netherworld Haunted House returns in 2018 bigger, badder, and more terrifying than you have ever experienced. Witness the untold nightmares of the Awaken and Subject Unknown at this year's Netherworld Haunted House. Our new haunts will be located just off the West Park Place exit off Highway 75. If you'd like a sneak peek of where we'll be this September, be sure to check out our escape games, which are located in the same building as the haunt. Another new entry for 2018 is the House of Creeps, a museum of monsters, movie props, and the strange. Escape the Netherworld is open for business now. Expect the same kind of elaborate set design, adrenaline-inducing fun, and great storytelling that you do from our haunted houses, but without the big scares. That being said, each of our escape rooms are, of course, very Netherworld through and through. Are you ready to take on Bigfoot in Sasquatch, the Night Hag in Haunted, the dreaded vampire in Nosferatu? The House of Creeps will also be open to everyone come haunt season, but it is only open now as an add-on to those playing one of our escape games. If you'd like to learn how to get into the House of Creeps for free, check out storefrontier.com/netherworld-monster-museum. Netherworld Haunted House's Escape Games in the House of Creeps is located at 2076 West Park Place Boulevard in Stone Mountain. For more information or to book an escape game now, visit escapethenetherworld.com or call 678-580-5642. Use the code AWAKENED for a limited time special offer. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are in Charlotte, North Carolina. I tell you, one of the things I love about this show is not only do they bring in the celebrities from movies and TV, but they always bring in some musicians, some pro wrestlers here. And I'll tell you what, man, it is an honor and a privilege for me to be sitting next to this gentleman right here. I'm a huge fan of thrash metal. I am a huge fan of all kinds of old school metal. This was a founding member of Overkill, co-founded the band Anthrax. Might have heard of them. Mr. Dan Spitz, who is making a kind of last second appearance here, but a lot of fans have come up, talked to him and everything like that. How you doing, sir?
All right. How you doing today?
Oh, we're just having a good old time here. As we were talking right before you went on here, you haven't really done any of these or many of these before. What's it like coming to a convention like this and having people coming up to you, talking to you, shaking hands, getting pictures, buying autographs and all that?
It's really cool. You know, I haven't done really any of these and really never planned to, and just been living a nice quiet life and messing around with my crazy timepieces, and I guess I needed to feel some of the love, you know. So last minute, one of my friends just asked me if I just sit at a table with no name on it and see what happens. And that's basically what we're doing. And tons of metalheads are here, and they're just, you know, all around me, and it feels kind of normal again for once.
There's got to be a connection between people who love Halloween and people who love metal. It's just kind of the official music of Halloween. It has to be. You know, everybody loves it. So many kids out in high schools and all, you see them wearing black, you see them wearing the Sabbaths and the Zeppelins and the, you know, all the rest of the cool bands and all like that. So, you know, it's just kind of a natural fit to bring in somebody like yourself. And I can only imagine some of these stories these guys are telling you.
Yeah, you know, it really is. I mean, thrash metal and everything is, it's about perseverance. It's about, you know, us giving you the love and the love coming back. And you know, that's why a lot of our lyrics are like, we're going to, you know, kill, maim, hack, destroy. We're it's battle of the bands. You know, we're going to kill you. You're going to kill us. You can't kill us. And, you know, horror and it is a really cool thing. And it brings out emotions in us. And that's what music does. And it leaves a stamp in a time frame within us that we never forget. When you listen to a new song, say, that I might have written, that hopefully sticks in your brain, you remember where you were in that room, whatever it might have been, with that girl or with the bong, whatever it was back then or however it was. And it's the same thing when you first put on like a good horror movie, or it's a trick or treat, I guess you remember whatever it may be.
We always have that memory of that year you dressed up as that person, whether it was a ghost, Mickey Mouse, Kiss, whatever, and it's just kind of the same thing. Like you said, you know, I'll never forget the first time I heard Anthrax on the radio. I believe it was Madhouse. I was like, what's this? And it was just amazing. And, you know, then I got into Megadeth, and then I got into Slayer, and then I got into, you know, Exodus, and it just kind of exponentially grew like that. But you guys were the first ones that I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. And the fact that you guys weren't always dressed just in black leather. I mean, the Jams era and the high tops and the tank tops and the Knot Man and all that cool stuff. You made metal, dare I say, fun for a whole lot of people. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, death, destruction, killing babies. It was just kind of this cool, fun thing. I'm the Man and Antisocial and all those great songs.
You know, when we first started what we were doing, nothing was pre-planned. It's just, the music we created is the music that was within us. And it was an era where all the record companies, you had to have a record deal to actually go on tour. So all the bands were putting on makeup and they couldn't play. You know, and that wasn't us. What we were like, we're not putting on makeup. I'm not wearing that. You know, like, I'm going on stage with the same with the same pants and my Doc Martens and my T-shirt. Like, that's me. I am me. And that's what, I'm a fan. If I wasn't here, I'd be in the audience. I'd just be one of you who are watching me. So through the years, that's what Anthrax, what we agreed it would be, is whatever we feel during that era is what it's going to be. So jeans got really freaking hot. I mean, we got to remember, we were paving a way where we were playing in places where there was no, like, slam dancing had never been in theaters. Never been in arenas. It didn't exist. We had to train the security there. Like, they put up folding chairs all throughout Madison Square Garden. We're like, you got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
About 8 seconds before those things are like fireflies, you know. So, you know, shorts was like, we were, it was like 100. It was like 108 degrees on stage one night, and we were like, my balls are itching, you know, like, fuck this, you know, like. I mean, if it's good enough for Angus, it's good enough for us, right? So, you know, and we saw everybody else. If some another band wanted to dress in black leather, that's their gig. But our balls were itching, and that's where that came in. So it's basically, you know, believe in what you have to do, do what's in your heart, and be true to what you're doing, and you'll gain respect from, I don't like to use the word fan, but the people that love your music. And they'll be with you forever. It's Grateful Dead syndrome. You know, we don't need the radio. We don't need anybody. We have our own army. We're good. We're good to go. The army will multiply if you do what's true and what's you. And that's the music that came out of us. And that's how we built what we built and how I run my ship.
And you know, just keep trading those tapes. Now, you retired from music unofficially or other, and you became something that probably people who associate metal don't necessarily associate with. You became a master watchman, timepiece maker. You're building high-crafted jewelry, basically, it sounds like.
I'm a master watchmaker of complication specialist, whatever that means. I hold all kinds of crazy degrees, and I just get to rip apart the world's most complicated micromechanical timepieces. So there's no jewelry on them. I don't
do
jewelry.
But, you know, people consider watches jewelry sometimes.
It's for the machine that's inside the timepiece that people pay, you know, ridiculous amounts of money because we can do things that are quite elaborate and quite crazy, you know, with gears and, you know, many pieces that it's incredible to see.
And I can only imagine years of playing guitar probably trained those fingers to do very delicate work and things like that.
Yeah.
I can only imagine that.
No, the coolest thing about it is when you sit in Switzerland with, like, these other masters, you know, like there's only one guy that's allowed to touch this one type of timepiece and could be, like, $2 million or whatever it may be. And he's blasting Slayer. And he's, you know, they're all metalheads. And that's the coolest part when you see that how far our music has infiltrated.
I noticed you got some fans here, so I'm going to let you go and do all this. Is there a website or social media where people can follow the information on your watchmaking, and maybe you might like this enough to make another con appearance or anything where people can keep up with the life of Mr. Dan Spitz?
My Instagram is probably best, which is just Dan Spitz Official for now. And yes, I'm in research and development finally for my own timepiece.
Oh, very nice. We will definitely have to check that out, Will. Dan Spitz Official on Instagram. It has been an absolute honor and a pleasure to have you here on The Big Scary Show. I'm going to let you get back to your fans. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.